www.thebeatles.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free here. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And you can actually control the content there. The stuff you see on the front page, those news items that you're scrolling down through, those were all submitted by listeners like you. If it weren't for you, there'd be nothing there. Because I know I sure don't have time to do all that stuff. I'm busy with all manner of things. This is a very small show here. I mean, we may sound like the average radio show, but actually, I'm the host of the show, the engineer, the affiliate relations department. Mark, my usual co-host, Tally, is in here with me tonight, but Mark handles all the sales. So, boy, we've got our plates loaded up with stuff to do. So thank you for everybody who takes the time to visit freetalklive.com and to vote on the material that other listeners have submitted, or submit your own suggestions as far as what we should talk about on the air. Go to freetalklive.com. You can do that. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Temper, listening in Springfield to LRN.FM. Hello, Temper.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about treatment, and I just wanted to throw out there that there's implications of getting official drug treatment in a like an inpatient care or a residency. For example, in Texas, Revstat 411.172B3 says that you will be denied a concealed carry permit for 5 years after getting treatment. 411.1748A pretty much does the same thing.
So somebody who is, let's say, caught with some marijuana, they're forced into a treatment program, bam, there they go. They have no more gun rights for 5 years.
That's correct. And the funny thing is, or I don't know if it's really that funny, but it's in the same sections of the law that deal with mental illness.
Yeah, well, I think that's it's pretty sad, because you can probably, in Texas, drink yourself nearly to death and not be forced into a treatment program. But, you know, if you as an adult are caught with an alcohol, you know, some sort of alcoholic container, and you're S-faced stumbling through the streets, you might get protective custody for the night where they take you and put you in a cell and let you cool off. But ultimately, there's no other ramifications beyond that. It happens all the time here in Keene, New Hampshire. They'll take people off the streets. They put them in a cell. They let them out the next day. And that's that. Apparently, it's completely fine for you to go out and carry a weapon around if you have a drinking problem. But if you like to smoke a little bit of pot, then you could lose your rights to carry. Our friend Derek J. encountered a similar situation when he was trying to get his permit here in New Hampshire, which is supposed to be shall issue, as they describe it. But when he went after the permit, they told him that he couldn't have it because he had a drug arrest. He hadn't even been convicted yet, and he wasn't allowed. So there are a lot of restrictions that are placed on marijuana users as though they're, you know, these drug-addled crazies that can't handle firearms. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, technically the law says alcohol or drugs, but I know what you're saying. It's definitely treated differently.
Do they force people into treatment for alcohol in Texas?
They can. If you have, like, behavior disorders with, you know, the alcohol problem, I mean, if you're just stumbling down and falling, no. But if you're the type that gets drunk and then gets rowdy in a bar and starts a bar fight, they can either go the legal route and say that that's crime, or they can say that you have a mental illness because of your alcoholism.
Temper, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Brock in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Brock.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just wanting to comment quickly on the not the previous caller, but the one right before with mm-hmm. the trucker strike.
Yes.
I lived in Argentina from 07 to 09, and they went through a similar strike with truckers. It did shut down a lot of stores. The truckers would dump out their milk and a lot of perishable items on the road. But what ended up happening is the consumer public ends up turning on the truckers, and the government ends up, you know, flipping it on them. Anyway, it didn't work out for the truckers very well.
Make them look like the bad guys. These truckers, they're the ones.
This is all their fault. You can't get your food because these truckers are, you know, being selfish and, you know, they want higher pay, or there was a number of grievances that they had at the time. But they ended up flipping it on them, and it just turned into a terrible, terrible thing for everybody because, you know, we didn't, there wasn't anything on the shelves at the store, so there was hysteria at the stores, any food, and then on top of it, the government ended up flipping it on the truckers, and the government still got what they wanted, and everything remained the same. So,
Rock, thank you for sharing that story. Anything else you want to get out?
No, that's great. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate your call tonight. Thank you, Brock. 855-450-FREE. By the way, I put on our Facebook page the link to this story that we talked about at the end of the last hour. Somebody had called in to tell us there was supposedly this trucker strike plan for the United States, October 11th through the 13th. The story was reported at thetrucker.com, and it had all these links to Facebook. There was supposed to be a Facebook event. There was supposed to be a Facebook page. Both of those have disappeared. It's vaporized, essentially. So I asked the question, what happened? You know, did this move? Is there some sort of new event? Well, somebody says there's several pages they linked to it. William Toller says, here's one of them. I clicked on it, and it is an event. It says day one of the trucker general strike, but only four people are confirmed as attending. So either this event was literally just created within the last hour, or this isn't turning out to be much of a protest. So we'll keep our eyes on it to whatever extent we can. Please, if you learn something else, let us know. Lucas is on the line in Florida. Lucas Jewell, who's the former manager of Adam Kokesh. We actually talked in detail on the show last night. There are some pretty disturbing allegations about some of the folks with the Adam Kokesh team. And, Lucas, you haven't been on the team there for a while. I don't know what you're calling about tonight, but welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well, no, I know y'all were talking about it and y'all had Cantwell on and everything. Cantwell, for those who don't know, Christopher Cantwell, you know, has made some pretty false allegations about me and someone else who I was with. And, you know, I just wanted to really clear that up.
Well, I don't claim to know what all's been going on, but there's some disturbing allegations about possible misplaced money, and I don't think he alleged that you were involved in that. I think what he, if I'm recalling correctly, he said somebody had threatened you with a gun.
Yeah. That was also included. But he was saying I was with some cop or something like that, and it was really, really baseless and.
I don't recall him saying that on Free Talk Live. Are you saying that was on his blog?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And his website's Christopher Cantwell.
On the radio and say, oh, okay, well, Lucas was threatened by a gun, and he was ran out by a gun. You know, but then he wants to add on all this other stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah, that was the situation. The business was basically taken over at gunpoint. The people who... Everyone is saying, oh, well, you look really suspicious here. Your name's on this, you know. We have all these records of you being here when this happened. These are the same people who didn't want me to be there. So pretty evident what happened, I think.
So you're saying you were managing the Adam Kokesh, Adam versus the Man show when he was put in prison initially.
Right.
Then somebody threatened you with violence. You decided this isn't worth it, and you exited at that point. Would you say things have gone downhill since then?
Oh, it's all on video, and I knew everything was done. My first communication with Adam, I told him, I was like, Adam, you need to shut down the business. You need to go ahead and close up shop. But he wouldn't listen to me, so, you know, now we have what we have.
Wow, it's an unfortunate situation. Like I said, I'm not going to assign any blame in this situation. I don't know enough about it. I'm glad you didn't get hurt, Lucas, and I thank you for the call. If you want to hang on, if there's more that you needed to share, we can bring you back in a moment. 855-450-FREE, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Tally.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You want to follow the latest about Free Talk Live? You can easily do it through our email list. If there's something critical, you're going to find out first if you're on the email list. Go to news.freetalklive.com. and you can get signed up there. You can also follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter, whatever your preference. We will get the information to you. And if you're on the social networking sites, you'll get more than just the most important info about Free Talk Live. You'll also get updates during the show, show prep, suggestions, you know, stuff we're talking about on the air. We'll post links, that kind of thing. So follow us in the way you prefer, news.freetalklive.com. Now, every loan payment when it comes to your mortgage is made up of principal and interest payments. So from the first payment on, the amount going to principal increases and the amount that goes to interest decreases. That said, if you end up with a 30-year loan, which is the standard in the business, that first payment you make, only 35% of it is going to go to principal reduction. The remaining 65% goes to interest. Now, that's pretty undesirable because at today's rates, it's going to take 10 and a half years for you to get to 50-50. So why not start with a 20-year loan instead, where your first payment right out the gate is 49.6% going to go to principal reduction. 15-year loan gets even better. 59% goes to principal reduction with a first payment. So you'd like to learn more about this? Maybe you have some questions about mortgages. Talk to the experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Their number is 866-288-0088. They know there's a lot of difference between cheap and inexpensive. That 30-year loan may seem cheap, but it is not, over time, inexpensive. So go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. To learn more, 866-288-0088. Last night, we were talking about some news that was the number one story at freetalklive.com about Adam Kokesh, who I would say is a friend of the show. We've had him on a number of times. I may not agree with all of the activism that Adam does, but I believe that he's sincere in his love for liberty and his dedication to the ideas of freedom. I'm sad to see that he's in a prison cell. I didn't think it was necessary for him to do what he did in Washington, D.C., which, you know, allegedly he racked a shotgun in some open air area in D.C., and they came to his house, they raided his home, they allegedly took a gun and maybe some mushrooms, some hallucinogenic mushrooms, and now he's facing criminal charges, felony charges. He's been in prison ever since then. His former manager has called in tonight. Lucas Jewell is calling from Florida. And, Lucas, I wanted to make sure you had a time to get your thoughts out here tonight. It sounds to me you had said a moment ago that there was basically a hostile takeover of the Adam Kokesh operation. After you were managing it, there was somebody who apparently threatened violence against you, threatened you with a gun. You understandably decided that wasn't a place you wanted to be, and so those other people took over. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It's on video. There's no questions or doubts about that.
Where do these people come from? I mean, are these principal? Because Chris Campbell was saying he questioned the principles of some of these people that are involved with the Adam versus the Man staff.
I 100% do. I'm 100% in agreement with Chris on that. That basically what happened is Adam got arrested in Philly, and these two people, Ed and Liz, happened to live in Philly at the time, and we met them protesting for Adam and Poe, and they basically, I guess, didn't really have anything else going on. Ed was good with audio. Liz had fundraising background. So Adam made the call to bring them on after he got out.
Did you feel like, when was your first indicator that maybe, and again, I don't know these people, I don't really know you either, but so obviously we're going on based on what you say here. What was your indicator that these guys may not have really been liberty-oriented people? Were they just looking for a little bit of time in the limelight? What was their motivation, you think?
I mean, it's funny now that they come out and say, oh, we're not libertarians, we don't want to be held to that standard or whatever.
Have they said that? That's interesting, I didn't know that.
Whenever they were trying to come on, it was, oh, yeah, voluntarist, libertarian, liberal, all the, and it's like, oh, okay, I guess now the truth comes out, huh,
So did you say that you visited Kokesh in his cage and that he lent these guys support to Ed and Liz, that he wanted them to stay on, you were going to walk?
This was during the Philly arrest, and the only communication I had with Adam at the time was a letter and a call from his dad, so indirect communication through his father at the time.
who supported these two?
What?
The letter from the dad supported Ed and Liz. I'm just wondering, why are you gone and Ed and Liz are still there?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, this is talking about the Virginia arrest. All right. So the reason I'm gone is because I'm not going to live in a house, because we all lived in the same house and the studio was in the house. I'm not going to live in a house where someone has threatened to shoot me. And if you
totally understand
that, yeah, and if that's what you're all about and you want to do that, you know, that's your own personal choice. You can do that, but just not really what this living situation that I want to be in. You know, I've contemplated pressing charges because that is a violation of my aggression principle. And, you know, everyone wants to challenge the libertarianism of everyone in the team. Daryl was a gang member. These two are now claiming not to be, to be held to the non-aggression principle. The reason I first contacted Adam was in the military, and I kind of stumbled upon this message because of Alex Jones at first, some of the documentaries, and then started watching a bunch of Ron Paul. Eventually I was stationed up in Maryland and went to the Ron Paul at the Choice of the Troops March, met Adam there. We built a friendship, and I was getting out of the military as a conscientious objector because I said, you know, I can't be a part of this. This is a violation of the non-aggression principle. It's like, I'm documented. As much as you can be documented as a libertarian, I think I'm pretty documented.
Okay, yeah. So I have a question, though. Did you talk to Adam Kokesh about these threats that were made?
Yeah, I did. But our conversations were really brief, and now we've only exchanged a couple letters.
Okay.
So we had one conversation where he's, you know, like the phone comes on and it's some recording from jail. You have 30 seconds or whatever, and so the whole thing was 30 seconds. And
sure.
He goes on to ramble about, you need to give over the email password, you need to give over this or whatever. And this is after, you know, he had already, I guess, that was the first communication we had since he got arrested.
Give them over to Ed and Liz?
Would you say this is because, you know, he wasn't fully apprised of the facts in the situation? Maybe he didn't know what side to take?
100%, undoubtedly, yes. Yeah. 100%.
It's unfortunate. It really is. The whole situation is sad. You know, Lucas, I noticed you're down in Florida. Is that where you're originally from?
Yeah. I'm a Florida native.
Any thoughts on the Free State Project? Because Tally and I are also Florida natives.
Yeah, Gainesville.
Yeah. Matt, I'm actually about to move to Gainesville.
All right, good town.
But, the cold thing, does it?
Yeah, I heard you. I had to get over that, too. Thanks for the call, Lucas. Best of luck out there. Appreciate it. And hopefully more liberty-oriented folks can get up here where I think people are generally more principled and you can trust them better. But still, you need to be cautious. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at hempusa.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up anything you want, toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you tonight, Ian.
And Tally.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you've got some Bitcoins and you'd like to contribute them to Free Talk Live. We have the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. The Bitcoin address to which you'll need to send The Bitcoins you'd like to send us is there. There's also Bitcoin chip-in, which makes it easy to send us your Bitcoin. You need to have Bitcoins, though, first, before you can send some to us. Well, how do you do that? One of the easiest ways is cashintocoins.com. I'm so excited about cashintocoins.com. I'm glad, finally, there's somebody back in the business of turning cash into Bitcoins. It's been hard to find a service like this up until recently. So cashintocoins.com makes it so you can go to Wells Fargo, any Wells Fargo bank, any Bank of America branch, any credit union with what they call shared banking, and you can deposit cash into a certain account. You take the deposit receipt that you get, you take a photo of it, you send that into cashintocoins.com along with, you write down your transaction ID number on the receipt, and then within about an hour, sometimes just a few minutes, they will send you Bitcoins into your Bitcoin wallet. And the fees are low, they're affordable. You should go and learn more at cashintocoins.com. If you've been looking to get Bitcoins, you want to get it with cash, this is a great way to do it. Cashintocoins.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype, where we have Cody on the line, calling from California. Cody with the Peacekeeper app, actually. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Ian and Jason. How are you guys?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling in to talk about the Peacekeeper Community Protection app.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with it. I mean, I think it's a great idea. How would you basically describe it? I think we've had you on in the past, right? Or was that on Mark's show, the Edgington Post?
That was on the Edgington Post.
Okay, so many of our listeners may be unfamiliar with this then. What is it?
So Peacekeeper is community protection that relies on a network of friends and neighbors. The Peacekeeper app allows individuals to establish groups, and then they can easily send and respond to very detailed emergency alerts.
Give me an example.
So if there's a fire at your home and you've established a group, you pull out your app, you open it up, and the main screen, you'll see four buttons, one of them being fire. You press the fire button, and immediately an alert is sent out to all of your neighbors. Your neighbors will get a push notification, and once they open the app, they will see your picture, they will see your address, and they will see any details of the emergency.
Can you take photos with the app to send these potential first responders?
No, not yet.
But you're hoping that people will then show up with buckets of water?
No, not necessarily buckets of water. People can show up and try and assist in any ways they can. Maybe they can turn on a garden hose. If they need to, they can call the fire department. There's a lot of different ways that people could help in that specific situation. Now, besides fire, there's also medical and intruder and an abduction button. So if someone's passed out, they can send out an alert, and someone may be able to show up and perform CPR before the paramedics arrive. If there's a break-in and you send out an alert, you might have a few neighbors coming over with some flashlights looking in the windows and scare off the intruders. So there's a lot of different ways this could work.
I think it's interesting because what it sounds to me like is this is a way to kind of bypass the centralized bureaucracy that is supposedly out there to keep you safe. As you pointed out, Cody, if you send out one of these alerts and there's people who are closer, they're going to possibly be able to respond in a much more effective and fast manner, perhaps, than some of the government bureaucrats who may do their best, but they may be halfway across town. They may be on another call. They may be, loading the trucks by the time other people are on the scene.
And they're always looking for crimes. You know, if they show up on your property, they're looking for illegal activity. In addition,
certainly the police are doing that. I don't know if the firemen as much, but yeah, the police definitely are. So you're developing this app, and is it that people can help you do that, right, Cody?
Yeah, so we are currently running a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo to finish the development of the app so that we can offer it for free of charge on the iPhone and the Android. We've only got about 10 days left on the campaign, and we really need all the support we can get if we're going to raise these funds.
So tell me, how would one go about supporting that?
They could go to peacekeeper.org and click through to the Indiegogo campaign and make a contribution. Or they could just go to Indiegogo.com and type in Peacekeeper in the search box.
So peacekeeper.org. Now, is there a usable app at this point that people could kind of get a demo of to have some idea of exactly how it works?
Yes, I have a demo. The way it works is the developers send out the demos specifically to me because I'm having it built. Now, until we move closer towards completion, which is going to take a little more money, I won't be able to release it on the actual stores for the public to download.
I see. So does that mean that somebody who's going to your website will get some way of demoing the app?
They could see the videos. Mm-hmm. They could see the pictures. But no, they can't demo it just yet.
Gotcha. So I have to say, I think it's a cool idea. I hope that that it all pans out, because I know you've put a lot of work into this. And I can see better, more activist kind of applications for this, too. I'm not saying they're necessarily better. But, what I would really want to see is, I want to push a button for a police pullover, or I want to push a button for, government aggressor or something like that, and have my activist community be able to respond to a situation. Like, for instance, if the cops pull an activist friend over, I'd like to know where that is. So could you see some sort of future expansion into, less traditional areas of needing assistance?
Yes, we have plans for updates, although, right now the main goal is to get this into communities to try and get some kind of a mass adoption, help get some communities safer and get some credibility. And I definitely have a lot of updates on my mind that I would like to do, but it's hard to find a balance, because if you add too many features, the app gets more complicated. And when your adrenaline is pumping and you're in an emergency situation, you want to have simple.
It's true. It's a great point. Cody, thank you for the call tonight. It's peacekeeper.org. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. I appreciate the call and the update, and best of luck with the fundraising campaign. So if you want to help out Cody, peacekeeper.org is the place to go for that. I don't think that app exists. I don't think there's anything like that out there. It sounds really original.
Yeah, such a great idea. And it's really sleek. There's only four options on the front there: intruder, medical, fire, abduction. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Maybe there could be another version of it or something like that. The activist peacekeeper or something.
Sure. But
I understand what he's saying, to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm saying, if there's a second app that's only for activist-y kind of things, that's what I'd really want to see.
Or if you could program your own features, you know, customizable.
All right, so who knows what will come out, you know, of the first development, what, you know, further developments will come after that. Certainly, we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mike's in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Hey, Mike.
Hey there.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just calling because I always hear you guys advocating for taking tickets to court.
Mm-hmm. Don't take a plea deal, yeah. Take something to trial. Sure.
Yeah. And I got pulled over for supposedly running a stop sign, which I argued with the guy after he pulled me over that I did not run the stop sign, and I ended up taking it to court. Took about a month and a half to get it to the court.
Okay. Did you want to tell me more?
Yeah. I ended up with a $0 ticket with an $80 court fee.
A $0 ticket, meaning the judge reduced the fee of the ticket and then you just had to pay court costs?
Yeah.
Wow. What was the ticket cost going to be without the court costs if you had just paid the ticket?
It was going to be somewhere around $100 or $150.
So that way the judge could act like he's done you a favor.
While getting paid.
And the court benefits with an $80 court cost payment. Thanks, Mike, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The whole thing's just a scam from top to bottom. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. At least here in New Hampshire, if you get found guilty on a traffic ticket, I don't believe there's any court costs or anything like that here. So same thing wouldn't happen here. Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself, or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls about what you'd like. All you have to do is dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show. You want to help support Free Talk Live. One of the things you can do is promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you will find different options there that you can take advantage of to help get Free Talk Live into more ears. Maybe it's something like sharing our show on your Facebook profile or your favorite social networking website, or perhaps something more physical where you're printing out flyers, you're taking them and physically handing them to people, posting them up on bulletin boards, things like that. We've got all those tools, web banners and graphics and free bumper stickers. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Keenevention, coming up November 1st through the 3rd. It's happening right here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's your excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire during the fall, albeit though it probably is going to be past peak. By the time you come up for Keenevention, it will still be a nice time of year to visit. And most importantly, you'll be with liberty-minded people who love the ideas of freedom and are here, many of them, as part of the Free State Project. We've got some great speakers lined up. Awesome panel discussions will be experienced. And it'll be an intimate setting, meaning that it's probably going to be maybe a, I don't know, if we're lucky, maybe like a tenth the size of the Liberty Forum. And so it should be interesting to see how it all pans out. It's very experimental, and it's affordable, too. It's $50 for the entire weekend. The hotel is also affordable. The prices on hotels in New Hampshire during the leaf peeping season are ridiculously outrageous. But the first week after the season, the prices drop dramatically. So we've got that first week price drop. You can go to keenevention.info to learn more. You can get registered there. And you can use Bitcoin if you'd like to get your Keenevention tickets with Bitcoin. We do accept that as well. So you can use Federal Reserve notes or Bitcoin, your choice. Keenevention.info, November 1st through the 3rd. Look forward to seeing you there. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Vince and Indy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Ian. How are you, gentlemen, tonight?
Welcome, hey, sir. Go ahead.
I've heard you in the past talk about how they keep third parties off certain races. And in Virginia, the Libertarian is drawing anywhere from about 15 to 16%.
Boy, they got to put a stop to that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, because and then there's a Green Party candidate. He gets about 6 to 8%.
Now, what is this? Like a poll pre-election?
Yeah, a pre-election poll. the Democrat and the Republican aren't drawing very well at all because they're both bad actors. But
This is the race where the Democrat is Terry McAuliffe, the former very big Politico. Terry McAuliffe, he's worked in the Clinton administrations and the Obama administration, totally connected and sleazy. I don't know about the Republican, though.
Washington Post poll shows that this guy, Robert Sarvis is his name, could get 10% of the vote, which would be pretty impressive for a Libertarian candidate.
But someone asked in the debate last night why the third party wasn't there, and the guy that whatever his name is said that would muddy up the waters, so to speak.
We don't need three choices. Two are plenty for these Americans. Hey, Vince, thanks for the heads up and the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I wish the guy the best. I tend to be pretty skeptical of third-party activity. And look, I was involved in the Libertarian Party in Florida for many years. Down there, Libertarians, you're lucky if you get 3% in a three-way race. And is Virginia all of a sudden going to go to liberty, anytime soon? I don't know. Maybe this guy will crack 10% in the polls. Will that lead to something down the line? You know, will they do better years later? I don't know. All I know is if you love liberty and you really want to have an effect, what if the liberty people from all across the country came to New Hampshire and got active? Maybe they'd be even better off. You know, Jason Talley, Mark Warden is is a Free State Project participant. He's an elected state representative here in New Hampshire. He's won twice now, 2 years, the Liberty, Liberty Award or something like that from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Like, he's the most liberty-oriented rep, according to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And he ran for re-election last year against a libertarian.
Yes.
He won the election, but the libertarian in that race got 20%.
Wow.
So that, it's mind-boggling to imagine that a liberty-minded guy who, Mark Warden wears anarcho-capitalist t-shirts. This guy's definitely a pretty principled guy. And, that a liberty-minded person could go up against a libertarian. So Mark ran as a Republican. He was up against a libertarian and a Democrat. And, if you total the amounts that the Republican and libertarian in this case, both very liberty-oriented people, got, it's a mind-blowing percentage of people in Goffstown, New Hampshire, that voted for liberty.
I'm curious why a libertarian would run against Mark Warden.
Yeah, I don't know. What's that? I don't know who that lady is or what she's thinking, but good for her for getting 20%. Still pretty impressive. So, Jason, we've been teasing all night long these secession numbers. Rasmussen coming out with a poll. What were they asking? What were the results?
I get this article here from redalertpolitics.com. Headline, Americans warming up to concept of secession as additional counties in California go through process.
Hmm.
As more and more counties nationwide consider secession, Americans are generally warming up to the concept of leaving their current state or the United States entirely. A poll conducted by Rasmussen Reports released Thursday, which is yesterday, found that 17% of Americans would vote to have their state secede from the Union.
Hmm.
Among those 17% of Americans is 24% of Americans making less than $30,000 annually. And
so if you make less, you're more likely to vote for secession.
A lot of people, feel like the American dream is a sham.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Annually. And 31% of people who consider themselves to be entrepreneurs.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, 22% of Americans believe that sections of states have the right to form their own state, while 21% of Americans think that sections of states have the right to form their own state within the U.S.
Hmm.
So we'll just leave it there. It goes on to some of the stuff that we were talking about earlier with Colorado and
what do you think
California
about those numbers, Tally?
I think they're rising, and I think that's great.
Are they rising? I feel like the last time I heard it was 20% or something that were in favor of secession, but it may have been asked, the question may have been asked differently. It may not have been the exact same polling company and that sort of thing. So I don't have the statistics in front of me from the last time I saw similar numbers, but either way, what was it? People under the age of, or excuse me, people that were under $30,000, what was this? 24% there?
Among those 17% of Americans is 24% of Americans making less than $30,000 annually. So 24% of the 17%.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought it was 24% of people who make less than that amount. Okay, I gotcha.
Right.
So basically, 2 out of 10, 1 out of 5 people, essentially, almost 1 in 5 people, right now would vote for secession.
I don't know. That's bigger than I thought it was, and I think that's great. I mean, really, you only need, you don't need a majority always. You need some people who really believe in something to be vocal and start the groundwork.
Well, right, and that's why I think this is such an exciting poll, and it's very similar to one that we'd reported on in the past and on Free Talk Live, that 1 out of 5 people, basically, is supportive now of secession,
mm-hmm.
where there really hasn't been a real groundswell. I mean, there was that petition drive last year, but that was just a short blip on the radar. It's not like secession is an everyday topic mm-hmm. for people. This isn't really something that is on the minds of folks, but maybe it is. Maybe there are a lot of people thinking about secession, or at the very least, who've thought about it enough to have a developed opinion about it. I'd be interested in knowing, what were the maybes? Because in a lot of cases, in a poll like this, there's always the I'm undecided or maybe option, right? So sometimes there's firmly against, not so firmly against, I don't know, I'm for it, sort of, I'm really for it. So I wonder what some of the other options were. Can we count another 10% or 15% of people who, might have been unsure about the issue, or I want to know more, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What are the real numbers?
Well, this poll is pretty Republican heavy. Like 34% of Republicans think some states are likely to break up in the next 25 years, as opposed to 15% mm-hmm. and 24% for unaffiliated Americans. But imagine if there's a Republican in the White House, you'll probably see a bunch of Democrats that want to push secession. A lot of blue staters, don't really want to be part of a nation with the South, from what I hear. Sometimes they'll be like, let them go, let them secede.
That's what they were saying about, there was an editorial piece about the Texas secession push mm-hmm. last year, mm-hmm. where some lefty writer was basically saying, why would you want them? Why do you want to keep these guys around? Let them go.
Right.
And I think there's a real unifying, even though it's dividing, but I think people of different political bends can unify behind the idea of secession.
Sure. Let's all trade together, and be peaceful, but for me, the Atlantic Northeast, that reflects my values. It's a very peaceful region, New Hampshire included, of course. And so I would like for that to separate from the FedGov.
We're going to come back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. We're actually going to be live from a Comic-Con, believe it or not, tomorrow night. See you then.
Cool.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.